Lily's, it was Goss's, but it was the same family. Tommy Goss had one daughter, and she married Lily, and that's how it became Lily's. Because it was a tourist hotel when Mrs. Lily had it. Mrs. Lily served meals. She was a good cook, did her own cooking, and had beer, no wine, no liquor, until after she died and other people took over. It was tourist hotels during the war. Now, at the time, the Americans were coming there from Pepperell and the Canadian boys from the airport. So my friend worked there, Kate Lacey, and I went over and sat with her while the business was going on. And I was delighted because it's like going overseas, you know, an orchestra in there some nights. And even though the place wasn't that big, but see, it was handled different then. Mrs. Lily was ruled the roost, I'll tell you. They had to behave. And at that time, she was only serving a beer and wine. She didn't have a liquor license. And when the American boys had come in, she'd frisk them. The liquor, see, if they were bringing the liquor. And they'd pass it over because they were getting liquor so cheap, you know. Pass it over. And nobody drinking it then, that when it came in. Because, see, the inspectors were on your back there then, were very careful. If they were careful now, there wouldn't be much trouble in those places. Because if an inspector came in and there was no toilet paper in the bathroom, they'd almost close you for it. You know, everything had to be so-so. And you could put toilet paper in the morning to be gone at dinner time because some of the customers would take the toilet paper. And I told that to a girl that came to work there, and she thought I was exaggerating until she saw it herself when later a fella came out of the bathroom and wondered what toilet paper streaming down on the floor behind him. It was half cut, of course. And anyway, the Torbay people couldn't patronise Liddy's then. It was a three-mile limit. Because if a fellow could come in there and drink at that time, well, to be for Torbay people, to be in the fall of the year, most of the time that, you know, they'd have a bit of money from the fishing, whatever they cleared, and maybe in between they'd have a bit, and they'd be coming in there spending it. But they couldn't. It was a three-mile limit. But that was for a reason. The priests and the minister, whatever religious people were in the community at the time, had a say in that too, see. And the transportation wasn't like now, because nobody had cars. It was only probably a couple of cars in the place. So it has to be a three-mile limit, see.